going on in your world?
Look, I had a good chat to my son the other day who's going on 16, and he lives in Adelaide at a boarding school.
Right.
And you might have got this sort of conversation, Craig, over the years when you talk to people. Now, we all like to live the dream, as you know. You know, people say you can live your dream. You can do it.
Yeah.
Dream it and live it. And he said, Dad, I want to go over to America, play in the NFL and gridiron, and be a quarterback and get a scholarship. And he's not a big kid. He's only slight, but he's a lean, mean fighting machine like his dad. And I said, oh, look, Harrison, mate, come on. Blah, 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 blah. The usual typical parent response, I suppose. He goes, Dad, you never believe in me. Why can't you support me with what I want to do? And I thought, hello, Pete, you're blowing it there.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you in regard to that situation, because you know yourself, Craig, dreams can come true. You can live the dream. But when's the time you think about dreams and being realistic? You know,
that's a great question, isn't it?
Because
the truth is, we don't know. We don't know whether he's got the potential to play quarterback in the NFL. And from an exercise science point of view, the quarterback is the guy essentially who drives the team. He's the guy who throws the ball or passes the ball off. So he doesn't need to be humongous in that. You know, from a physiological point of view, he doesn't need to be 300 pounds of, you know, biceps and triceps and pecs, because he's not, although he still needs to be strong and quick. So physiologically, maybe. I guess the question is, you know, how much do you support and encourage and just be an awesome dad going, here's two thumbs up, and how much do you kind of inject some logic and reality into it, because you don't want to rain on his parade and you don't want to be the guy that shut down his dreams or in his perception anyway.
Mm.
But I think there's a fine line sometimes as parents or coaches or mentors or whatever, leaders, where we want to encourage and support people, but we also need to perhaps provide them with a level of perspective or understanding or insight that they don't have. And I guess it's, you know, because our overwhelming, I guess, desire or default setting as parents is to protect them. You know, we don't want them to get hurt.
No.
And whether or not that's physically hurt or emotionally hurt. So I think it's always going to be a bit of a juggling act. And so, you know, out of a conversation like that, you might say, all right, well, how can I support you? What do you want?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, what's, all right, so where are you now? What do you want to be? And what are some of the steps? Because, I mean, to make it as a quarterback in the NFL, being, you know, a kid in a boarding school in Australia as 16-year-old, that's not to say it's impossible, but that's a pretty lofty aspiration.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So you'd say, all right, mate, well, there's a lot of steps to take between now and that end goal. What needs to happen? So I would, you know, while still being practical and realistic and understanding that, look, it's probably, and not because of his ability or inability, but just statistically, for anyone, it's a long shot.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're a kid living in America and you're a superstar, it's still a long shot to make it as a quarterback in the NFL. So I would just break it down. I'd break the process down and say, well, you know, are you playing gridiron or American football here? And how are you going? And what position are you playing? And then what's the next step? You know, probably to try and get drafted into a college or in the States. And there's Division 1, 2, 3, and 4 colleges, I think. And then, you know, so you just break the great big picture down and see how he goes.
Yeah, I suppose you should never shatter someone's dream by talking it down, should you? You should always encourage, okay, well, that's good, but what, as you said, what have we got to do to get there? We'll start off. Yeah.
That's the thing. And I mean, some, you know, for me to say to you, hey, Pete, I want to run 100 metres in 9 seconds, you know, well, that was ridiculous. Because 48-year-old white blokes don't run 100 metres in 9 seconds. So what I'm saying is there's got to be a level of practicality about it as well.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I think in terms of the relationship between you and your son, you know, you want him to feel supported and encouraged. And even if you think, I don't reckon he's ever going to get there, it's probably not in your interest to say that.
That's right. Well, when I said to my parents at 15, I wanted to be a radio announcer, disc jockey.
Yeah.
You're going to be kidding. Yeah. You dream and join the bank. And I did do all that stuff. And I thought, bugger that. I'll give
Same
it a go.
Me, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents have been waiting for me to get a real job for years. Because what I do, you know, standing, what do you do? Like owning a gym or working in a gym or standing in front of groups of people at companies and talking, that's not a real job.
Because
there's no super and, you know, the work here and holiday pay and, you know, that's
Yeah.
Like owning your own business, too high risk.